Good morning. Today my presentation is about the height and portion of the fiber build in quantum lens measurements. We know HVI, it actually measures the quantum fiber length parameters such as mean length and the upper half mean length from the fiber grain. And it uses a fiber comb to comb a bunch of quantum fibers and make a build. Scan the build. During this process, there will be a part of the fibers being held between the needles of the comb, and this study is about the properties of this height and portion. That's the outline of the presentation. The first I'll talk about some background about the fiber grain and the build method, then the objectives and some discussions on the build method, which is related to the HVI measurement. And we have some experimental results, and we also developed a model to simulate this cooling process, and then the concluding remarks. Fiber grain is used for measuring cotton fiber length parameters, including mean length and the upper mean length. It is actually a concave curve that has many wonderful properties, such as if you make a tangential line at the 100% position, the y position, you can get the mean length, and you make a tangential line at the 50% position, y position, you can get the upper half mean length. And there are several methods to get the fiber grain, like we can use airflow, or we can use optical method. The HVI uses optical method. It scans through the bulk of the cotton fibers and measures the light attenuation. And basically, if there is more fiber at a certain distance, the light attenuation will be smaller. And then we can construct a fiber grain from this signal. The fiber grain theory was developed by Hertel in 1940s, and originally there are four assumptions. The first one is the probability of a fiber being picked up, being sampled for scanning is proportional to its length. That's the so-called length sparse assumption. And the clamp holding the fiber is very thin, which means that the undetectable fiber length portion held inside the clamp is negligible. That's what we are going to talk about today. And the third assumption is the holding point along the fiber is random, which means a fiber can be picked up at the center point or at its, or at its ends. The probability is the same. And the fourth assumption is the fiber linear density are independent to the fiber's length. That's the fourth assumption. For the fourth assumption, it does not to be like the linear density is constant. It just needs to be like it's independent to the fiber length. Today, HVI is widely used for measuring fiber length parameters, mean length and upper mean length, because it is very accurate, it is very fast. And HVI uses the build method for sampling and scanning the cotton build to generate fiber grains. It is needed to comb the fibers and make the build and scan the build. So the objectives of this study are to understand the properties of the height and portion of a fiber build and to reveal its impacts on fiber length measurements. This is a fiber comb used in 900 modem. We can see those teeth, they comb through the fibers and catch the fibers, and the clamp will lock the fibers to make a build. The dimensions about this comb, the height, the length of those teeth is approximately 1/10 inch, and the distance between two needles, the teeth is about the same, about 1/10 inch. We've just mentioned that there are four assumptions about fibrogram theory, and actually last year we have reported a research regarding the first assumption. It's about the sampling bias, and actually we found that because they are like lens bias assumption and unbiased assumption, we found that they are necessary adjustments needed to those assumptions. And today we will focus on the second assumption regarding the Haddon portion, because it is directly related to the method, to the process of making the build. We define the fiber builds into two portions. The first one is the projecting portion. It is the cotton fiber portion of a build that is projected out from the fiber comb, and it is scanned. The Haddon portion is the cotton fiber portion of a build that is held in the fiber comb needles, in the needles, and is not scanned. The first figure from the left shows a build made by the fiber comb, and we spray dyed the projecting portion to enhance the illustration. We can see the blue portion is the projecting portion. It is scanned by the HVI. And the white portion is the Haddon portion. It is inside the clamp, so it cannot be seen by the HVI. If we open the clamp, we can see this white portion. It looks like a small portion, but we will examine if it is big or small. We have tested 8 samples of different lengths. The first, we used the HVI fiber sampler to prepare those fiber beads, and then we cut along the clamp base to separate the Haddon portion and the projecting portion. It actually just as was showed in the center picture. We cut along the base of the fiber comb. And then we measured the weight ratios of the Haddon portion to the entire fiber build. Actually, we measured the Haddon portion, the weight ratio of the Haddon portion to the entire fiber build, and that means the weight ratio of the projecting portion to the entire fiber build. We also used AFIS to measure the individual fiber lengths of these two portions. From this table, we can see that actually the Haddon portion, the weight ratio of the Haddon portion to the entire fiber build, actually are pretty big. The numbers, they are pretty high. So this means the second assumption, the assumption that the undetectable fiber length portion held inside the clamp is negligible. This assumption is not accurate for the build method used in HVI measurement. But we can see some correlations here. The first one is the correlation between the mean length of the projecting fibers. All those numbers actually in these slides they are obtained from FS measurement. The first one is the mean length, the correlation between the mean length of the projecting portion and the mean length of the original build. And we can see it's pretty high, it's 0.985. And the second correlation is the correlation between the mean length of the projecting portion and the up quartile length of the original build, which is also very high, is 0.985. And then we tested the correlation between the weight ratios. So the third correlation is the correlation between the projecting weight ratio, which is the weight ratio between the projecting portion and the entire build. And the mean length of the build is also pretty high, is 0.943. And we compared the correlation between the projecting portion weight ratio and the upper quartile length of the build, it is 0.946. So what does this result mean? Actually, it means though the hidden portion weight ratio is high, scanning the projecting portion is sufficient for providing information for deriving mean length and the upper quartile length. It could be up half mean length. So this explains the finding from earlier research, which directly compared results between the HVI and FS. There have been some studies to directly compare the HVI and FS length measurements, and we can see that HVI mean length measurements, they matches FS mean length very well. But if we look at those weight ratios, because if we look at the staple grime, the weight ratio between the hidden portion to the entire build actually means the surface allure, which is not scanned by the HVI. But the things, the projecting portion, it has enough information for obtaining mean length and up quartile length. That explains the comparison between the HVI measurements and the FS measurements. That explains why the HVI measurements they are so accurate. And we believe that's mostly because the mean length and the upper quarter length or up half mean length, those length parameters, they are mostly decided by the longer fibers in the build. Because like actually up half mean length, it is directly defined by the longer fibers. And we can see that mean length has a very high correlation with up half mean length. But if we look at the short fibers, actually when using the fibro grime to calculate those numbers, the integration is integrated from the longer side to the shorter side. And the third is like there have been many studies on develop equations to using like up half mean length or mean length to calculate short fiber content. But we can see that it is very difficult to use to use a single parameter, to use a single like up half mean length or the mean length to get such an equation. That means actually the pseudo fibers, their impact on those like mean length and upper quarter length is small. We also developed a model to simulate the process. That's the geometrical configuration of the model. We assume that we cut the build at some certain distance, because actually the HVI measures the build starting from the 0.15 inch from the base of the clamp. We also need to consider the holes of the fibrous sample, because actually the fibers, they protrude from the holes and then caught by the comb. So we need to also consider the diameter of the holes. And the correlation, the experimental results of the correlation between the Haydn weight ratio to the mean length of build is a negative 0.943, and our simulated result is negative 0.986. So that means there is almost a linear relationship between the mean length of the original build and the Haydn portion. So the percentage ratio of the Haydn portion to the entire build is not constant. It decreases as the mean length of the build increases. We can also look at this figure. The black line is the mean length of the original build. The dashed line is the mean length of the original build divided by two. And the triangles, the right triangles, they are F's measured mean length of the Haydn portion. The blue dots, they are the mean length of computer simulated mean length of the Haydn portion. Here we can see that actually the fibers in the Haydn portion, they are pretty long. The mean length, they are longer than 0.3 inches. It's almost half of the mean length of the original build. So from this figure, we can see that the mean length of the Haydn portion is relatively long, is longer than 0.3 inches. And we know that pseudo fiber content is defined at 0.5 inch. So related to 0.5 inch, 0.3 inch actually is a pretty large number. So what does this mean? We still need further investigation. The impacts of the Haydn portion of the pseudo fiber content measurements needs to be further investigated. Some concluding remarks. So we found that a large Haydn portion of fibers is not directly scanned. It cannot be seen by the HVI. The way of making a build impacts the Haydn portion. Projecting portion has enough information to determine the length parameters, such as mean length and upper mean length. These parameters characterize the overall length properties majorly from long fibers. The percentage ratio of Haydn fibers to the entire build is not constant. It decreases as the mean length of build increases, which means the Haydn portion has a smaller impact on the measurements of longer cotton. the impact of the hidden portion on sulfide content measurements needs to be further studied. We want St. Cotton Incorporated for financial support of this research. Thank you.